您现在收听的节目是英语怎么说。嗨，大家好，我是 Lily Wong， 在我身边的是 Mr. Wong。
嗨。
今天我们要学的这一句英语是，你说的对极了，在同意别人的话，也有那还要你说的意思。千万不要以为是要你再说一次哦。你说的对极了，英语要怎么说呢？
You can say that again.
You can say that again. You can say that again. 这边千万要记得，听起来好像是你可以再说一次，但是呢，并不是这个意思。这也是就英语里面的惯用语，要特别记住哦。Let's do a simple dialogue. Americans really know how to party.
You can say that again. I really can't drink anymore.
Me neither. I heard they're still planning to go KTV afterwards.
As much as I love singing, I'll have to pass this time.
其实呢，这个对话就真实发生在昨天。这个昨天我们去参加这个 Fourth of July， 就是美国国庆日的 party。然后呢，很多的美国人他们就共同设计了一连串的活动。那第一个活动呢，就当然是喝啤酒比赛，谁喝的比较快。之外呢，接下来我们就去玩躲避球了。玩完躲避球之后，又继续喝啤酒。然后呢，喝完啤酒之后又继续打足球。我真的觉得他们好厉害啊！所以我这边说的 party。其实呢，它也可以当动词。The Americans really know how to party. 他们真的知道怎么样去搞派对啊。那这边呢，那个还说到这个 Mr. Wong 就有点投降，他说 I'll have to pass. 这 I'll have to pass 就是我必须怎么样就不去了。这个 pass 有时候就是说我下次吧。那你也可以用 maybe next time 来代替 I'll have to pass。现在我们再用正常的语速来做一次对话。Americans really know how to party.
You can say that again. I really can't drink anymore.
Me neither. I heard they're still planning to go KTV afterwards.
As much as I love singing, I'll have to pass this time.
这边要来分享一个学习英语的成功秘诀，就是 surround yourself in English.Put yourself in an all-English-speaking environment where you can learn passively. The best way to learn is through speaking. 制造一个完全的英语环境不仅能让你被动的学习，当然最好的学习方式还是透过交流。